This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Nate Pearson. And Nate, when you first heard you're going up to Lansing for an exhibition game against Michigan State, what did you think?
I was kind of just like I didn't really know what to expect because I mean I missed all year. I haven't really thrown any innings, but once I learned more about it, I was like, man, it's gonna be a good opportunity for me to go up and get some innings and see some guys I haven't seen in a while. So it's really fun.
When was it that you first came back to the mound?
This was my actually first game back out there. So I had a couple live BPs, but it wasn't like in a game setting. So this is my first like in-game setting. So it was pretty awesome.
Okay, so first batter, you hit him. Breaking ball, get away?
Yeah, this was my first slider. Tried to rip it in there, but kind of went wide on me. But plunked him pretty good, but I was able to settle in after that, so that was good.
Fielder's choice. And then the strikeouts began. How are you feeling?
I felt pretty good. You know, I got off to a little bit of a slow start, but I was able to get everything working and settled in pretty good.
When you say everything working, fastball was there, slider was there, changeup was there?
Changeup wasn't really there today, but I was able to get both my breaking balls, slider and curveball, in there for strikes, so it was good.
Had you ever worked with Jose Ferreira before?
No, this is he caught one of my live EPs down in Dunedin, but this is my first time throwing to him in a game. So.
Did you talk to him before the game?
Yeah, I mean we chatted, we got all our signals down together, and he was able to get used to like the velocity and everything. But it was good. He's an awesome guy.
It's not college. You're in minor league baseball. It's an exhibition, but it's taking on a college team. Did it feel at all like college baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I could always tell when I was facing college hitters rather than professionals, but it was still good to face those hitters. You know, even though they're in college and more professional, they're still like the same age as us. So I was able to face those guys, and it was good.
What has it taken for you to get back on the mound?
A lot of perseverance. You know, I missed this whole year with injuries, mainly injury I couldn't really control. So I was able to just persevere over that. Kept strong in my faith and. I was able to get back out here.
Was there a part of your body that you were testing tonight to make sure that it was ready to go?
I mean, I wasn't really trying to test my velo, but it showed up pretty good today. So that's always good.
Do you know when you're throwing 102? Or is that something that people just tell you about afterward?
I don't really usually know when I hit 100 or higher, but I know if I get two strikes on a guy and he puts down the fastball sign, I'm probably throwing as hard as I can, trying to blow it by him. So that's always fun.
What was this atmosphere like?
It was great. I mean, we got a lot of great fans out here cheering for Michigan State and a little bit for us too. So it was very neutral atmosphere, but it was awesome to be a part of.
You fly in. There's some soft practices. What's the next step for you?
Go back down to Dunedin, get ready for instructs, and then hopefully play winter ball somewhere. So we'll see.
Do you know where you have to pack your bags for?
I'm not 100% sure yet. They're still deciding for me. I think they're going to watch me through instructs and make that judgment, and I'll just be ready to have my bags packed. So,
let me ask you, when Ryan Borucki came in, he and I talked about the rehab league and all the guys who get close together as everyone's working their way back. Who is part of your rehab league?
Oh, we had so many guys. Matt Dermody, Mike Ellenbess, he was here last year. Grayson Huffman. A bunch of all great dudes. Cullen Large, he was up here. Yeah. Cullen's a great friend of mine. We're really close. But we had a whole group. You know, we just kept each other in line and focused on the goals we had. So it was great.
Did you make special shirts this year?
Yeah, we have. They haven't came in yet, but we're gonna have them ready for instructs and everything. So,
Nate, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me,
Nate Pearson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.